Meantime, the government is in trouble over housing. They've talked a very big game, of course, on prices, and yet look at what's actually happening. Prime Minister this week suggested that returning Kiwis were the reason prices were surging. She said that on the show. But the New Zealand Initiative have looked into that statement, found that net migration is actually at historic lows and not likely to be a key driver at all. The Executive Director, of course, of the New Zealand Initiative, Oliver Hartwich, is with us. Oliver, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So what do we know about immigration? Have a pile of people come into the country or not?
Well, a pile of people have come into the country, of course, until we closed the borders. Until then, actually, migration was running quite strongly. After that, of course, it's only returning Kiwis and not many of them. So basically, migration has practically totally collapsed after that.
So given that, they can't have gone and bought a lot of houses necessarily or be the driving force behind the house price rises.
Well, at least the picture is a bit more complicated than the Prime Minister suggests. Yes, it is true we had quite high migration figures before the borders closed. It is also possible, as Kia said, that more Kiwis will return to New Zealand in the future. So there might be some sort of expectation built into the market that we will see more migration in the future. But there are other factors as well. One of the factors the Prime Minister didn't mention, for example, was that construction declined, of course, during the lockdown because nobody was allowed to work. So we actually had much lower completion figures in the housing sector and in the construction sector. The other factor on top of all of that is, of course, the Reserve Bank. So we are currently in the process of quantitative easing. That means the Reserve Bank is virtually printing money. They are flooding the markets altogether with up to $100 billion. And that is money that is literally trying to find a home. So this money is going into the housing market and is pushing up prices. So when the Prime Minister says it is returning Kiwis pushing up prices, that's one factor. But there are at least two other factors built in. The other factors being construction and quantitative easing. And on top of all of that, of course, we know the housing market has structural problems. We haven't built for decades because of planning laws, because of lack of infrastructure finance. And all of this is coming back to haunt us now.
So essentially nothing's changed because the debate that we've had for several years in this country has been lack of supply. Once the money became cheap and there's nothing else to spend it on and we're not going overseas on holiday, we're thinking why not? And once that starts, you've got FOMO and that builds on the mood, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. So now is the time to fix this. And the Prime Minister yesterday said, of course, that this house price inflation cannot go on forever, and she is dead right. So now is the time to do something about it. Kiwi Build, of course, was a complete distraction and lost cause in the last term. Now, if the Prime Minister really wants to do something about the housing market to make it more affordable, I would have a few ideas for her. I would start with a proper reform of the Resource Management Act, not just the replacement of this act with another act that is probably even more complicated. We have to strengthen property rights. We have to make it easier to build. The other thing that I think we need to tackle urgently is we have to make sure that councils that are required to deliver the infrastructure to connect new housing, you know, connect them to the to roading, connect them to the water grid, we have to actually compensate councils for the infrastructure investment they make. So one of the suggestions that the initiative has made for a number of years now is if we only gave the councils the GST component in new builds, they would probably be much more positive and proactive about development. They would consent more easily because at least we would cover their costs. So if the Prime Minister really wants to fix the housing market, if she wants to make housing more affordable for first-time buyers, that is where I would start.
Well then, Oliver, appreciate your time as always. Oliver Hartwich, who's the head of the New Zealand Initiative. See, the answers are there. They just don't want to see them. And I would argue that the government's actually got a limited role in housing at the best of times anyway. They don't control the money. They do control the GST component. The RMA may or may not be reformed, but the days of the government suddenly going, when she says the price rises can't continue, she's right. But is she going to do anything about it? Probably not. Are we going to have this conversation in 6 months or 12 months or 18 months? Yes, we are. 18 minutes away.